Hello, everybody. Welcome to or welcome back to Remix Reality Podcast. I'm your host, Lily Tombe. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 2. If you're new here, I want to encourage you to listen to the first 5 or 10 minutes of episode 1, where I dive into what Remix Reality is and the whole goal and purpose of the podcast. But I want to thank you so much for deciding to tune in. And if you're a returner, guys, I have to start off by thanking you guys so much. I received so many text messages of people telling me their favorite part of the podcast and all of that jazz, and it honestly just lit up my week. I am so excited for what we're going to build here, and thank you guys so much for being in the beginning stages of Remix Reality. It's honestly going to be a learning curve, but I'm really excited to continue to build this community. And so thank you guys so much. And I want to make an official announcement, because I know when I uploaded the video on my Instagram accounts, I had said that we were live on Spotify. However, we are also live on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Listen Notes, and RSS Community. So pretty much every single platform that allows podcasts, with the exception of a few, we are live on, and those maybe one day will also be added to the mix. But for now, there are plenty of free options where you can tune into podcasts and tune into this podcast in specific. So yeah, also a little birdie told me that we are on the comedy section on Spotify, and I'm so flattered. I'm truly flattered. I know people tell me that I could be a comedian if law doesn't work out, so I really do appreciate that. But that wasn't intentional. So I'm working with Spotify to get us switched over to society and culture. I know if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we are under that category. So until then, I will continue enjoying my time being a comedian. I hope that you guys laugh while I'm recording these episodes, because I'm laughing. So, you know, that would be kind of cool if we could laugh together. But anyways, that is that. Okay, I need to set the scene for you guys. It's currently 12:05 a.m. It's Sunday, January 5th. I'm driving back to Irvine later this morning. And I've recorded this episode now. This is going to be my third time, because the first time I told what we're doing, 2024 recap / what I learned / what I'm taking into 2025. And I did not anticipate that a particular story that I was going to tell that went with one of the bullet points and things that I learned was going to take as long as it did. And I decided that that story is too juicy for me to tell right now, right? I think we got to build this connection first, and I will eventually tell you. Mm-hmm. And so I had to scratch that one. I think I was like 45 minutes into the episode, and I was only on like point 2. And I was like, that's a huge problem, because I have 20 points, which is a lot, but a lot of them are connected. It's going to go by real quick with this episode. It really will. And so take notes, listen. I don't know. I made a lot of stupid decisions last year, or I didn't. And I think sometimes just use my stupidity, right? And don't make the same mistakes I did, right? So listen, I was a test dummy. Don't do these things in 2025, or do these things. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. A lot of them are really positive, though. This is about shifting our mindsets. You're going to hear me say something, and I'll be like, wait, we don't think like that anymore. Probably I did it when I was recording the last 2 times, so I might do it again. So I'm going to catch myself, right? If I'm slipping into a bad mindset, I will catch myself right now. I'm going to try. That's what I'm going to try to do. It's all about shifting our perspective. You see, when you shift your perspective, if you know where that quote was from, I would say let's be friends, but I don't really know how to be friends with you. Anyways, you see, when you shift your perspective, I don't even know. I can hear it. I can hear what the sound is. See, I'm chronically online. That's a problem. Okay. Anyways, let's get started. One more thing I will say is I was supposed to meet up with one of my friends who I haven't seen in a while. And her and I were planning on meeting a little bit later when she comes down to Irvine. Oh my God, how did that happen? Oh shoot. Oh no, guys. I accidentally liked somebody's comment and I didn't mean to. Okay, let me put the phone down. Basically, it was 2022. What am I talking about? 2022. No, this is a couple weeks ago. I was like, girl, we haven't talked in a while. I have a lot I need to tell you, and I know there's a lot you need to tell me, but I don't want to bring this negativity into 2025, so I need to tell you now. And so I just sent her a voice memo and I told her everything. And I was like, I'm not bringing this into 2025. But because I love you guys so much, I'm going to go back into 2024 and reveal some of these things once again. So just know I love you. So I hope you take what I'm saying, because I had to go into the depths of my mind and unlock some traumatic situations in order to compile this beautiful list, or what I think is a beautiful list. So yes. Another thing I will say, I know I said I had to record this. It's going to be the third time. The second time I recorded it, I spilled too much tea. Like, that episode is so good. Maybe like one day we'll have like a secret society, and that sounds weird. Maybe I'll like release the vaulted episodes. But the last episode, I just spilled too much tea. Like, it's really funny because I'm like, I can't use any of this. Like, I need to cut it all. I just spilled way too much tea and I just can't. I have to remember my audience. So next time. All right, let's get into this. I also broke this down into categories to help you guys with this. Once again, I'm no therapist. Just remember that. All right, so these are things that I've learned in 2024 that I will be bringing to 2025, or habits that I want to continue moving forward. We're going to start in terms of like self-care and personal growth. And I wanted to start off by saying we're going to be okay. I think life will oftentimes get overwhelming and it may feel like our world is falling apart, and it might quite literally be falling apart. But every single thing that you thought was going to take you out hasn't taken you out yet. And I think this is just going to be another thing that you can add to that list. Like, you're stronger than you think you are, and life will be overwhelming, and you don't have to always carry all of that weight. Like, I think I talked about this in the last episode as well, was like, I was somebody who liked to keep everything in, and I think that honestly hurt me more than anything. And so I think it's 100% okay to not be okay. Life isn't going to be perfect 24/7. But I promise you, like, in the end, you will be fine. It will all work out. So lean on other people, right? Like, we're not meant to do life by ourselves. Like, lean on other people. And I promise you, it gets better. I think I'm living proof that it gets better. So yeah. And then kind of on that similar note, don't wait for your life to be picture perfect in order to choose joy and to choose to live a joyful life. I know I wrote an essay about this, I think senior year of high school from my English 101 class. And we were basically talking about success and how these different celebrities like view success and everything like that. But I was more so concerned with how like we're kind of trained to think that like there are certain markers in our life that indicate whether or not we're successful. I think a lot oftentimes our success and happiness are linked. And so we think that once we get married, once we have kids, I don't know if kids is one that people often throw in the mix. But anyways, once you get married, once we have kids, once you like get your degree, like those are the markers that indicate your success. And once you reach those goals, then you can be happy. I think that's a terrible mindset to think. I personally am choosing to find joy in the little moments until I get to those milestones. Like, obviously one day I hope I get married and I hope I have kids and all that stuff, but that might not happen one day, and that's totally okay. If that doesn't happen, I don't want my happiness to be dependent on those huge milestones. Like, you are able to find joy in the little moments and the things and the opportunities that you get leading up to those things. Because oftentimes, big celebrities with millions of dollars who were told that they have it all still don't feel content. And they ask them why. It's like, you were chasing happiness where happiness is not going to be, right? I think, yeah, you may have more opportunity if you have more money. You may have more opportunity if you're more educated. But I don't think your happiness is determined on those factors. I think you can start that now. And so I would say that's just like a mindset shift. Like, you can start living your life and being happy right now. You don't have to wait until your genes fit you better. Or you don't have to wait until your bank account looks better. Like, you can choose joy even in the hard moments. All right, next. Prioritize yourself. I think as a people pleaser, this is one that I did not do much in 2024. And I think I was at a very bad place multiple times throughout this year because I continued to do things for other people rather than myself. And I think it's a very beautiful, being selfless is a very beautiful trait until it's not. Like, it's very beautiful that you want to help the people around you. It's very beautiful that you want to pour into people around you, but it's very hard to pour from an empty cup. We hear that all the time. And I think your needs are just as important as the person to the left and to the right of you. And I think we just need that reminder, right? Some other people might not be pouring into your cup, but I think you can also pour into your own. And I think if your needs aren't getting met, like, you're just hurting yourself, and that'll in turn hurt the other people around you. So I would say, focus on you. Like, you can take time to yourself. You don't have to go to everything everybody's telling you. You don't have to do any of that. Like, my next one is on that similar wavelength. It's like, it's okay to say no. Like, you can set boundaries to make sure that yourself, that you are being prioritized. At the end of the day, I don't think it makes you selfish. I think it makes you strong. I think it shows that you value yourself, you value your time, you value all those different things. And I think saying no is great sometimes, because we have to prioritize ourselves often. Working with no energy is one of the hardest things that you can ever do. And I think a lot of us live in this constant state, just pouring into other people, pouring into other people, pouring into other people, until we get so exhausted and the crash out is crazy. So anyways, I had to just bring, you know, modern language into it real quick. Yeah, I was speaking like a therapist. Then I had to be like, crash out. Would a therapist say crash out? I don't know. Maybe I should text my therapist friends, my therapist people that I know. Okay. Lastly, on this section, prioritize your health. I do want to spend time with this one because I think this is so important. Cannot stress it enough. Your body is literally your foundation. You got to take care of your mind, your body, your soul. They're all connected. They are all connected. I will find that, like, if my spiritual health is out of whack, my physical health feels weird, my mental health feels weird, they are all so connected, and it's your job to maintain it. Right? And this means eating healthy, whatever that looks like. This means moving your body. And I do want to break this down, because I think in 2024, I saw significant improvement to all areas of my mind, body, and soul because I prioritized it. And so 2024 was a really pivotal moment for me, because that's when I started, like, working out all the time. I was really consistent with that. I was eating better, which was harder, because I don't know if there's any college students out here who had to eat dining hall food. Sometimes it's not the easiest, right? Sometimes the food isn't looking appetizing. Like, it's going to take effort, especially in a dining hall, to eat healthy. Like, it's gonna you could literally go get a burger 24/7 or pizza, but you're gonna choose to not. Like, it, obviously treat yourself, obviously do those different things. But it's gonna take discipline, it's gonna take more time. I remember the beginning of the year, I didn't care. And I think I wish that I would have been so consistent from the moment I got on campus to the moment I left campus. But it's okay, because you live and you learn. And at some point in time, I don't eat pork. And for whatever reason, a lot of the food that they would feed us had pork in it. And so for breakfast, obviously, if they had sausage or bacon, couldn't eat that. I could only eat turkey sausage. And I would have to, like, take steps and be like, okay, like, I'm not getting my protein this way because they have pork. So I need to go get oatmeal, or I need to go do this, or I need to go do that. Like, I remember also if they had, like, pork as the main dish, but they had, like, roasted veggies that looked really good that I wanted to eat, I would just go get the veggies. Then I would go to the station that just had grilled chicken. I would ask for a piece of grilled chicken, and I would go. Yes, it takes longer. Yes, it requires effort, but it was worth it, and it tasted so good. Or I would just cook, because I only had a 5-day meal plan. So I had to prioritize, like, cooking healthy and trying to eat healthy and making sure that my body was fueled. I cannot tell you, it is so important. It is so, so important to make sure that you're feeling your body, because your workouts are going to be so hard if you're not feeling yourself properly. Like, you need to be eating right. You need to be, and I don't want to say right, because right looks different for everybody, but you need to be, understand your body and what you need. That's what I'll say when it comes to food. When it comes to body, I think finding exercise that doesn't feel like exercise. Like, I think sometimes it's good to just go to the gym and run a mile or whatever you need to do, and that's going to feel like a workout. For some people, running doesn't feel like a workout. It's fun to them. It's not me, but God bless your soul. For me, obviously, I've talked about dance, I think, briefly. Like, I did dance for a little bit. Like, dance is 100% a workout. You will be sweating. You should have seen me after my dance class. It was bad. Like, you're moving every part of your body. Like, it's a workout. Like, that's a great way to get your cardio in, like, dance class. If you like dancing, if you like moving, take a dance class, right? That way, you're not only are you doing something you love that's making you happy, you're also moving your body. And I think that is just so great. It's an amazing combination. When, during COVID, my sister and I used to box. It's like, what a great way to build strength and all these different things and all of that. So I would just say, honestly, find something that you love. I want to get back into boxing. I haven't done it in a while, but it's something that I did and I liked it. I enjoyed it when I did it. And I think just find whatever movement works best for you. Sometimes it's just literally going to take you having to go into the gym and lifting. Like, that's what it's going to take for you to see results or whatever the case is. But I honestly found the most results when I stopped listening to everybody. There's a million fitness influencers telling you to do different things. Listen to your body. Listen to yourself. You know you better than everybody. It's going to take trial and error. But I promise you, prioritizing all those things will make everything better. Okay? I know it's overwhelming. Like, it really is. And you got to start somewhere. Whether it's just taking your 10K steps or whatever the case is, like, you will be so much happier. I have never been happier than, like, I used to wake up, my friends would call me crazy, but actually I almost got attacked by a coyote when I did this. So actually I'll tell you the story. I used to wake up, the gym a little bit further from my house at school. You have to walk, obviously, because it's only like a half mile. And I was waking up in the morning, it was like 5:45 and I needed to be at the gym at 6. And so I walked downstairs and I didn't have my AirPods in because I was smart enough at this point in time. It was not light out at 6 a.m. This is during the time changes. And I was like, I'm not going to wear my headphones. But I had my keys and I had my water. And I usually would like bang my keys on my water as like a defense mechanism to like if there's any like raccoons or something. And I kid you not, a coyote walks up to me out of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, okay, so we're doing this right now. And so I just am like, okay, Lily, what are you gonna do? You know what you do. And so I did what I needed to do. I was like, you're supposed to make noise, you're supposed to like make them leave you alone. So I was just banging my keys against my water bottle, and it tried. It looked at me and it was like, should I test her? And then it turned around. I was like, I'm good. And so I was ready to run. I was ready to bang on a house. Mind you, it's 5:55 at this point in the morning. Nobody's awake. And so that's what I get for trying to, you know, live my life. But I really love it. Like, I think it's one of those things where it's like, although in the moment, waking up early might suck, like going to the gym and it being empty is one of the best things. Like, I used to get whole dance studios to myself to work out because nobody would be there. The rowing team would be there and they're on the other opposite side of the gym, but I didn't have to worry about them. But I would get whole dance studios to myself to do my workout so I wouldn't be rushed because I woke up in the morning. And then the rest of the day, I'm filled with so much energy. I'm so happy. And let me give you my schedule on what it looked like last year, because I wouldn't do this by choice. I had work at 8 in the morning, so I had to wake up at like 5 something to go to the gym at 6. I would come home, shower, get ready for work. I had work at 8. Right after work, I had class. So that's what my schedule was every single day. And so I work from home though, so I'm acting like I had to like drive to the office. I didn't. I just logged on and my students are there and I'm like, hey guys, what are we doing today? Math. Yeah, so that's what my schedule would look like. This year it's going to look a lot different because I have work at 6:30 in the morning. Who told me to do that? I don't know. But I just appreciate the youth. Like, I don't know if I've ever said what I do. I'm a math tutor. So I tutor kids from like different states. And so I've done Tennessee, Florida, and now I'm about to do Indiana. All right. Next category, we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about mindset and resilience. I think these are all very important reminders. Number one, this is what actually I had to cut from the last couple episodes. And it says, trust your gut. I told the story about how I was almost kidnapped by a cult. And I had to cut it. Because it was just like way too long. I think we were on point number two. And the podcast episode was literally an hour. And I just want to tell that story. Like, I do want to tell that story because I think it's very important for awareness. But it was just too long and I want to tell it right. But yeah, I was telling the story of me getting almost kidnapped by a cult, and it's a really good story and I will share it with you guys. I just couldn't do it tonight. I tried. This story was too long. Okay. The next one is, you probably don't know the bigger picture, so be patient. Things will unfold as they should, even if you can't see it yet. I think there's so many times in which somebody will come to you and like tell you this story, and you're like immediately like quick to be like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. You don't know the whole story. And I'm not saying that people are lying, but I say we're all probably guilty of making things a little bit more dramatic than we are because we want to look better, or we want, you know, to make sure that people think that whatever we're saying is a problem is actually a problem. But I think that puts us in really tricky situations because it's like, it's so easy to be like, oh yeah, right? Obviously there's exceptions to this, right? I think, but sometimes, you know, there's probably, especially if the story just doesn't make sense, it's probably because it doesn't. It's probably because you're missing half of it. So I would just say you don't know the whole picture. So don't be so quick to judge, right? Don't be so quick to make crazy decisions based off of hearing something. Obviously, like I said, there are exceptions to this. So yes. Next, take that risk. I think fear is going to hold us all back. I think the reward is more often than not way more valuable than whatever the risk that was associated with something is. I think even with this podcast, like, I was so scared of failing. And I don't know what failure could look like because I could get 3 streams and I'd be so happy. Like, so I don't really know what I was afraid of. I think even the fact that I decided to put myself out there and I was just smiling so big launch day because I was just so happy that I finally did something I've been wanting to do for the longest time. And I think sometimes we just got to do things afraid. Like, there's probably going to be never a time in your life when you're not even just a little bit afraid to do something. Like, I think it's okay to make decisions with that fear. I don't think we should let fear control us. I think, honestly, it just shows that you really, really care, but it's only going to hold you back. I think, like I said, the reward is way greater than the risk. So take that risk, whatever that looks like for you. Next. On a similar note, failure is sometimes a wake-up call. And it's the wake-up call you need. I will share that I'm not just talking about, you know, like, oh, that business idea, like, failed. Maybe I needed that wake-up call. Like, no. I don't think failure is always a wake-up call, but I will give an example. I failed. I failed physics when I was in high school. I was a freshman and I was so embarrassed. Now I'm like, I don't even care. Like, I care, but I'm like, girl, it's really not that serious. I failed physics freshman year of high school. Why was I taking physics as a freshman? Ask my school that, because I actually want to know. Because let's break this down real quick. Maybe by second semester math, your freshman year, are you learning the math that you need for physics freshman year? So if anything, it makes sense to take bio first. For bio, we barely used any math, if we used math at all. Did great in bio. I actually did better in bio and chem than I did in physics. And I think now that's more common. In high school, that was really, really weird. The fact that I failed physics, obviously it was one of the most failed classes, I'm pretty sure. But the fact that I failed, like, if I were to tell somebody I failed physics in high school, they'd be like, that's weird. You failed physics and not chem. I did great in chem. Really good, actually. And I did great in bio, too. It was physics that I just couldn't do. The reason why is because I didn't know the math, right? If I were to retake a physics class right now, I'm sure I could eat it up. Not a college level one, so don't even, no, I'm not doing that. But I'm saying, I failed and I was so embarrassed for the longest time, but I think honestly that was like the wake up call that I needed. I think I was going through a lot freshman year of high school and I just was so focused on that. Like, I was just on like survival mode, but I realized that nobody's coming to save me, so I need to get it together on my own. And that was a very harsh reality that I needed to learn. And so I got it together. Second semester, I turned it around, I got a B. And I still had to go to summer school for first semester. And so I went to summer school first semester. I did great. I retook that. And then from then on, I became an academic weapon for the rest of high school. Like, that was truly the wake-up call that I needed, right? I was so terrified that I wasn't going to get into college. I was so scared that I was like be forced to, I don't even know what, like I was so worried, but it was a wake up call that I truly needed to understand that like, sometimes I just needed to fail. I needed to see that. Yeah. Sometimes you are going to fail. Sometimes you're, you know, teacher isn't going to save you or around your grade or anything like that. Just so you know, I was at a 69.99. He refused to round. And so I failed, but I retook it and I did got a B. So that's all I'm going to say. Sometimes you just need to fail. But also with that story, I want to say like, it'll work out. And yeah. Anyways, sometimes we need to fail. All right. All right. Next, these, I think this one's really important because I think we oftentimes overlook it. And this is something that I spilled a little bit too much tea on the last time. Maybe I'll spill more. I don't know. I had said that it's okay to be alone. I think this is something that I needed to learn. I think there was so many times where I just wanted to run a simple task and I felt like somebody had to come with me. Your friends don't need to come with you everywhere, right? Like, I think just enjoying your own presence is such a beautiful thing. Like, even if you're going to, do my friends need to come with me when I'm going to Trader Joe's to get my hummus? No, they don't. Like, you can pop in those headphones and go do it yourself. I think you are going to be with yourself longer than anybody. And I think you should enjoy being in your own presence. I think, why would I expect other people to want to be around me when I don't even want to be around me? I think oftentimes when you're on your own, you like overthink, or it's time that you actually think and you like have to sit and reflect. And sometimes that's scary for people, but I think enjoy that process. Like, yeah, like evolving and changing as a human being and doing all those different things. Like, sometimes it sucks, but I generally think it is worth it. Okay. Okay. Next, you're a lot smarter than you think you are. So stop doubting yourself, because you're capable a lot more than you're giving credit to. I think this goes with everything. Like, we are often our biggest critic. We are often, you know, our biggest hater besides our parents. I'm kidding. Totally kidding. I think that is often something that a lot of people say is like, you are so smart. And I don't know you, but I know that you're smarter than you're letting on, right? I know that there's things that you are very capable of doing that you just keep telling yourself that you're too stupid to do. I know I said I felt like I was too dumb to take a psychology class at a college level. Like, I don't know why I thought that. It's like, you need to give yourself a lot more credit, right? I think if you truly want to do something, like, you are capable of doing it. And I think don't let your fear of failure stop you from completing something. All right? And lastly, in this category, it is never that deep. It's never that deep. Don't keep yourself up at night thinking about something that you did in 2004. Don't do it. It is never that serious. It's never that deep. I am very guilty when it comes to this particular thing. All the time. All the time. I'm so guilty. Every single time I'm like, okay, but this person said this. I want to tell stories. My mind is like overthinking what story to tell with this one. Like, I think of things at like such a high analytical level, like with everything. Okay. And I don't even know how to explain this, but it's like, I always think that people have the same like mentality of like analyzing everything the way that I do. And I promise you they don't. Like, I think you're giving people a lot more credit than you should be. Like, I don't think they think about it this deeply. And I'm sure they don't remember. If you embarrass yourself, they're not going to remember that long. They won't. So, yeah. I promise you, it's never that deep. Take a deep breath. Move forward. You live and you learn. Okay? All right. Now, this category is going to be about relationships and boundaries. This could be friendships. This could be romantic. I don't know. I wrote this down. So take it or don't take it. Okay? Number one. This one specifically, I would say, has to do with friendships. But how someone treats you, both, honestly. How someone treats you is often a reflection of what's going on with them internally and has nothing to do with you. We are so quick to think that if some person treated us some type of way, that it has to, oh, maybe I'm a terrible person. Maybe I did something to them. When in reality, if you think about the times that you snapped at somebody or you were really terrible to something, somebody probably had less to do with what they did, but more to do with what you were dealing with internally or what you weren't dealing with. Like, maybe you have a lot of baggage and built up stuff that you know you need to address internally, but you're too scared to. So now that's projected on other people, right? You're lashing out on people. You're doing this, you're doing that. Like, it's never a reflection of you. Sometimes it might be you, but I'm telling you 99.9% of the times, how somebody treats you has nothing to do with you and has everything to do with whatever they're going through. And maybe they just need support. Maybe they just need to be alone. I don't know what it is, but if you're close with them, check up on them and see if there's any way that you can guide them during this. And yeah. All right. Take notes, everybody. This one is a doozy. Okay. It's a doozy. This is one that we're going to take time with this one as well, because I think, temporary attention will not outweigh the mental damage. I wrote this on a phone. I wrote this down and I laughed so hard when I was recording this episode the first time, because I was like, will not outweigh the mental damage. Like, that's such a dramatic sentence, but it's true. And we're going to unpack this a little bit. Okay. And this time I won't spill as much tea as I almost did last time. So let me keep it simple, okay? Obviously, everybody likes attention. Not everybody, right? I'm the type of person, oh, I don't like attention. Oh my gosh, don't sing me happy birthday. That's so awkward. Like, you know, one of those. But also, like, if we get, like, certain types of attention, we're like, okay, I like it, right? Even if you know that the attention is also packed with, like, a bunch of nonsense, you're like, okay, at least I'm getting attention. And so you kind of overlook all the other stuff. But I promise you, all the stuff that you're overlooking is still subconsciously coming into your brain. And you're still going to have to deal with that later. You may not be dealing with it right now because attention is like what has your attention. And I promise you, no amount of attention is worth whatever you're going to have to deal with later. If you know you deserve better and you know that you're not being treated properly, please don't stay in that situation. I know it's easier said than done, right? We've all been in this situation. But I just think I've learned this. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. It's really never that worth it. It's never worth it. It's never worth it because you're going to come to a point, and I had this point. It was summer. I came back from school. I'm sitting in my room, right? I'm reflecting on the year. I'm about to start summer sessions, which I've mentioned it already once in this episode. It whooped my butt so bad. Summer sessions was really, really bad. For context, I'm in the quarter system, like I already said. So our quarters are 10 weeks, right? We have 10 weeks of instruction and then finals week. So 11 weeks in total. Now, in summer sessions, you have 5 weeks. You have 5 weeks and you're done. So you learn a quarter's worth of material, which is a year-long class, in 5 weeks. And you take a final. So literally you blink and it's midterms. It's like really, really weird. And so it was the most brutal 5 weeks of my life, I will say, last summer. And it's like, oh, yay, like 5 weeks and then I have the rest of my summer free. No, because I was still recovering. But I had come home from summer break. I think I had a weekend and then I was starting summer classes. And so I was just laying in my bed. I was reflecting on the year that I had. And I remember just getting so mad at myself. And I was like, why would you let that person treat you just because they gave you attention? And you felt special for like 10 minutes. But then you had to deal with all that BS later on. Like, I promise you, like, I was mad at myself. I'm like, you know better. And now conscious you, yeah, you that's no longer stuck in that, has to deal with all this, like, BS that you've let build up because you just wanted attention so badly. Like, I promise you, it's never worth it. It's never worth it. It's never worth it. I wish I could go back and tell myself that. Yes, the spring quarter was the downfall of me. That's all I'm going to say. Anyways, it's not worth it. Okay. On that note, really quickly, be mindful who you entertain and who you let entertain you, because not all attention is worth it. They say not all attention is good attention. In marketing, they would actually say that's not true. Ask a marketing major. I think they're told that's not true. But I'm not in marketing. I'm in political science. So I think just be mindful. I think your energy and all that is so precious, like I already said. So be careful who you give it to. Next, don't waste your time on one-sided drama. I'll say this once. I'll say it a million times. If I don't know we have beef, we don't have beef. Also, I think that is so stupid. I just think the idea of having beef, of all this stuff, I just think it's very dumb, right? Like, I understand, you know, people will wrong you. I get it, and it sucks. I really do. I don't like grudges. I don't like that stuff. So, yeah, let's just work it out. And if we don't want to work it out like adults, then let's move on. Because I'm not wasting my time, and I know you don't want to waste your time either. Okay? Your energy is precious. Don't invest in things that do not serve you, like drama. All right. On that note, choose peace always. Protect your peace. Nothing is worth sacrificing your peace. Ask any of my close friends. They'll tell me, oh, this, that, and the third said this. I'm like, oh, okay. And did you establish that you don't like it when they do that? Yeah. Did you say that you don't like this when that? Yeah. So, okay. So you've already set that boundary, right? Yeah. And they just continue to not respecting you, right? Yeah. Okay. Block them. What? Yeah. Block them. They're like, no. I'm like, why? I will always say use the block button. I know some people find it harsh. They find it dramatic. Whatever the case is, I think it's very rude, very disrespectful of somebody to not be respecting boundaries that you've put in place. And I just don't want that person around. I don't want you in my energy. I don't want you in my circle. Obviously, you can't physically block somebody. That's not possible yet in person. So you're just going to have to, I think, blocking them online is giving them the impression I no longer want you in my energy. Once you've already, or in my space, once you've already established a boundary with somebody and they try to cross that line, I think it shows a lack of respect with you, especially or with them, especially if you've given them multiple times, you've given them multiple warnings, given them multiple chances. Why are you letting them continue to be in your space? Doesn't make sense to me. I will not understand that. Have I ever blocked anybody for that particular reason? I don't think so. Because I am a no BS type of person. You know? I'm not going to even let it get to that point. I'm not giving you 60 chances. That's not happening. I just don't want you in my... If you continue to disrespect you, continue to do things I tell you, I don't like it when you do it, and you continue to treat me terribly, why would I want you in knowing what's happening in my life? Why would I want you in my circle? I don't want you in my circle. Somebody who can't respect you, why do you want them in your phone? Because it's so easy to just get tempted and text them or call them or whatever. And you better not have memorized that number. This goes for friendships too. Okay, I sound dramatic. I'm talking about like serious things, right? Is somebody like, I don't know, forgets to pump your gas for you? I don't know. Obviously, that doesn't warrant a blocking. But you know what I mean. Then the last category is going to be all about living in the moment, okay? Number one is you deserve to be celebrated. When I was going back through the old notes for the podcast from last year, I was looking through and I saw an episode was going to be titled I Hate Birthdays. And I was going to talk about how I hate birthdays. And I realized the reason why I was writing that is because I hated this whole idea of like your birthdays is really the one time a year that you're truly celebrated. And it's like you have all this attention and everybody telling you how much they love you, but you didn't hear it throughout the entire year. So it's like really overwhelming. And I think also I hated birthdays because when I was 13, nobody came to my birthday. And that was really traumatizing. So I didn't do anything from 13 was the very first time I ever did something outside of family for my birthday. And nobody came. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. And then my 16th birthday was in the middle of COVID. And so we were able to only do like a dinner outdoors at like a mall or something. And that was a mess. But, you know, you live and you learn. And then, because my house is also getting renovated at that time, it was just a disaster. And then for my 20th, I had like a small little gathering at my house. And that was interesting. But it was wholesome, right? And so this whole idea, I think it also relates to why a lot of people don't like Valentine's Day. Because they think it's superficial. I don't think I'm one of those. I would like a Valentine this year. So hit me up. But I think it just is surrounded around this whole idea that like you, even not your birthday isn't the only time you should be getting celebrated. This year, I don't even remember what it was for, which shows how like insignificant it probably was to me. But the gesture was so kind. Is earlier this year, I don't remember what it was for, but I had accomplished something or done something And one of my friends was like super excited for me. And she's like, let's go. We're going to get coffee. And so after class, in between our classes, she just bought me matcha. And she's like, yes, like, let's celebrate this. And I cannot remember what it was for. And I think that shows how, to me, it didn't seem as big of a deal. But to my friends, like, she would take any time to try and celebrate me. And I think it's like, you need people around you who are going to celebrate even the little things. Who will remember that this time last year, you ran your first marathon. Or that, you know, this time is usually like a hard time for you during the year. And like, I want to take extra time to make sure that you're being looked after. Like, you deserve to be celebrated even in the little moments, not just on your birthday. And I think we should normalize that. But even if you aren't being celebrated, like, I think you can celebrate yourself. And that looks like spending time with yourself. That looks like treating yourself. Like, please, 100% treat yourself. Do what you need to do. Make yourself happy. Your birthday should not be the only time that you feel loved. And I always make sure, I feel like I say that in a lot of my birthday text messages. It's like, I hope you know how loved you are, not just on your birthday. And so, yeah. All right, next. Some of the best memories come from spontaneous moments. So let go of like the strict schedules and just let life, like, let me not lie. Obviously go to class, go to work, do what you gotta do, right? But I think there's so much joy in just doing the most random stuff. Like, I feel like there were so many times last year we would just do those random things. Like, I don't even know, like walk to a coffee shop because none of us had cars. Like, I don't know, just like the most random things that weren't planned. And we would have the best times and the greatest memories. And I think sometimes we're so focused on checking everything off our box, we just forget to live in the moment. And I think it's one of the most fun times I had was in 2024. Next. How you present yourself will often reflect how you feel and perform. I think this is very important. I think I will be leaving the country soon to study for a few months, potentially. And where I'm going, you can't show up to class in sweatpants. Are you crazy? Like, that's like a really crazy thing to do. And I don't usually show up to class in sweatpants. I like getting up and getting ready for class because I think when I look good or when I feel good, like, I'm able to focus and concentrate and get my job done, right? My class crush, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm not coming to class in sweatpants. I need to dress my best for them. Anyways, I'm kidding. I don't have any right now, and I know I'm starting new quarter, so hopefully we have something good, but it's brutal out here. Anyways, I'm kidding. I'm at school for my education. Anyways, yeah, but I'm really good at multitasking. But all right. Yeah, when I look good, I feel good, and I can concentrate, and I get stuff done. If I'm showing up to class in sweatpants, I'm going to feel like I showed up to class in sweatpants. Maybe that's comfortable, maybe that's not. And I think this also goes for the gym, too. I don't care if I look cute. You think I'm there for anybody? When I'm in the gym, don't bother me. I know some people need, like, a really cute set in order to, like, feel like they're doing good. I love my Gymshark, and that's literally all I wear, pretty much, when it comes to, like, bottoms. But I don't need a two-piece matching Gymshark set in order to get my work done. I need to be comfortable and I need to be ready to do whatever I need to do. But I know that if I feel confident and I feel comfortable and secure in what I'm wearing, then I'm going to perform at the best level. And I think that goes with everything. And so I would say if you're having trouble like concentrating in class or whatever the case is, get up and get dressed. Don't show up to class in sweatpants 24/7. I get it. I do. And it's a very college thing to do. It's so normal to wake up in your pajamas. Oh, no. I want to unpack that really quickly. If you're coming to class in pajamas, please tell me you changed pajamas from what you were wearing to sleep the night before. But also, if you're taking the effort to change your pajamas, why don't you just put on pants? Like, I just want to know that. Answer that. But anyways, answer that down below. Like, to me, that's what doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm not going to put... I have to shower, right? I have to wake up, I have to shower, I have to get ready. Why would I just put sweatpants on? Like, even if they're clean, it's just, why wouldn't I just put on jeans? If I was getting ready to get up, then it makes sense to just put on a cute outfit to me. But that's just me. But that's what I learned, and that's what I'm taking into 2025. If it's cold, I might wear leggings, so don't quote me on that. But, you know, I'm not showing up to class in sweatpants every single day. Anyways. Next. Take that picture. I think so many times this year I let my insecurities get the best of me and I didn't want to take a picture because I was like, oh my gosh, I probably look so ugly. You don't. You don't. You're your biggest hater. You're your biggest critic. We also need to leave talking bad about ourselves in 2025. Sorry, we need to leave talking bad about ourselves in 2024. Don't bring that into 2025. I don't want to hear that mess. Okay? You need to be speaking nothing but life over yourself. You guys know the rice test thing? The rice, the when they put the rice in the bowls and then they... Do you guys know what I'm talking about? We talk about this in psychology, like, since I was in high school, so that's why I know this. But it's like when... You can look it up. The rice experiment. There you go. Look that up. I'm sure you'll find it. Speak life into yourself, okay? But I think I want to look back on my moments, like my phone, when I'm like 50, and be like, oh my gosh, look at me and my friends having fun when we were teenagers, when we were 20-year-olds. Like, don't let how you think you look affect how you see your future. That was really dramatic. But how you see yourself in the future. I don't want to be like, oh my gosh, I don't have any pictures of anything because I was so insecure and I thought that I looked too tall next to my friends and so I don't want to get in a picture. Like, that is just really stupid when I'm saying that out loud. But I get it. I 100% get it because I've been there and I'm still working through that. But I promise you, you're going to want to look back on those moments and they're going to be so sweet in the future. All right? Lastly, shoot your shot. The worst that can happen is rejection. And rejection isn't the end. It's actually just redirection. Go for it. That can mean for anything. Not elaborating. Did I shoot my shot? No. Yeah. Pending. We'll see. I'm kidding. No. I didn't shoot my shot. I'm not going to. But that doesn't just have to be romantically. Shoot your shot, take that risk, same thing, right? Different ways of saying the same thing. Guys, I've been thinking about this. I can't wait for February because I want to do like I just think I have great dating advice. So I think one episode I can just give you guys the best advice. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. We're going to make this happen. I'm going to call it something different cuz I think like dating advice from Lily, like, that's kind of corny, right? So yeah, I want to end by saying you're doing great, and even if it feels like you're not, I want you to know that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Keep going, like, keep pushing. I'm sure you have a community of people around you who love you and want to support you and want to encourage you through whatever you're going through. And obviously 2025 isn't going to be the easiest. There's going to be times in which we struggle and all those different things. But I promise you, like, keep pushing. And it'll be okay. All right? All right. Today's episode is kind of chaotic. I'm sorry. This is my third time recording it. And it's 1 a.m, guys. So I don't even know if I'm going to use this one because I am exhausted, right? And I feel like I didn't tell all the jokes I could. I'm in the comedy section, for goodness sake. Like, I should be making you guys laugh. I'm trying to think if this is the episode or this is the take that, like, I open Instagram and this guy's story was, like, there and I was too scared to click it. Because, anyways, was this that episode? I don't know if it was. Yar. Raise your, yeah. Anyways, that is all. Okay, I hope you guys are on the iconic side of TikTok and you know exactly where that is from, because if not, you're probably like, what is this girl on? Anyways, thank you guys for sticking with me through this episode of Remix Reality Podcast. I've had a blast recording this. And if you enjoyed it, leave a comment down below, rate this podcast, send it to your friend, your cousin, your uncle, whoever you want to. We're on many different platforms and I hope to see you guys in episode 3. Until then, this has been a Remix Reality Podcast, and I'm your host. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.